Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Dagger Play. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dagger Play, and the reason I didn't introduce the song straight away was because I thought it was a little early in the show to be saying Brain Fuck Euphoria.
That's true.
That's from Dagger Play's album Urban Campfire Songs, which is out right now. And I think it's been out a little bit longer. I think they've had another album out since then, but I'm not sure we've got it yet, Tony.
Right.
But then okay. It is punk rock all the way from Finland.
Oh, okay.
They are from Helsinki, so maybe the other album's coming by sea.
Why not?
You never know, dear.
True.
What is Dagger Play's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dagger Play.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the internet, Nil. Welcome to Punky Radio, Tony. I've got some very exciting news this week.
You do sound excited.
Which I was going to do in this section, but I'm actually going to do it in the next section after a little chat we had off air. So in this section, this is when we normally have a joke or a poem from you. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. Do the same thing if you have a poem, but title it Poetry Corner. Sounds all right?
That sounds fine.
Sounds fine. But Tony, it's early to be doing this, but I was wondering if you could say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Indeed, Tony. Hello, Jigs Arms. And hello to Steve the Landlord and everyone else who's listening right now on a Monday night in the Jigs Arms. I believe they have us on at either 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. So my apologies if I've got the hour wrong there. But hello, thanks to you lot. I am looking forward to seeing you soon. And thank you for the extra thing you've done for us, which I will be talking about in the next section, Tony. Yeah. Maybe you'll have a bit more to say in the next section as well. What do you think?
Who knows, eh?
Who knows? So, in the meantime, we'll play two tracks in a row, all right?
Okay.
So, stay tuned for another track from The Cavemen's new EP, which I'm very excited about. I love The Cavemen. First up, a band again that we have played before, Tony, all the way from Bologna in Italy.
Okay.
Bit of post-punk here from their album Second Skin, a band called Cut. But, Tony, what is Cut's Bandcamp page?
Cutband.bandcamp.com.
Soundofcut.bandcamp.com. Nice idea, but Paulie B and Internet One, Tony One, this is Holy War.
Looking.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Cavemen and Killing Myself to Live, all the way from New Zealand. Now, I think they are in London, and that's a classic bit of garage punk via Now. I'm saying Dirty Water Records here, but I'm not so sure they might not have gone with Slovenly for that. I've got confused, Tony. It's The Cavemen anyway. They're brilliant. You can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/thecavemennz.
It is Good work, Tony. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. NZ standing for New Zealand, of course. Mm. The Cavemen NZ. Or the Cavemen's, if you prefer. Whichever way you'd like to remember it, really. Tony, have you got any... and that is from their latest EP, which is out right now. And it's a four-track EP, and all four tracks are brilliant. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Well, we're not doing a thing this week, Tony, because we did it last week without any. I'm not having that again.
No, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So maybe you could explain to people about this thing called Facebook. They are clearly capable of all moaning about everything all day on, but failing to leave a comment for us, which I think they can't be that busy moaning.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're on Facebook, it's not just a tool for airing political views. It's also a tool for getting in touch with podcasts. So if you can go to facebook.com/punkyradio, do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch. We've had I've seen loads of political posts, not on our page.
Yeah. It's a bit poor, isn't it? We'll be talking about that later on. And you could possibly notice that unwittingly, all the songs, and I dare say I'll be able to justify every single song this week as being pertinent to recent events. Because we've had a brain fuck you for you, we've had a holy war, now we've had killing myself to live. What on earth's going on here, Tony?
It's a bit dark.
It is a bit dark. Fortunately, something to lighten the mood, Tony.
Okay.
We have mentioned the Duke's Arms. Maybe you'd just like to say hi to them again.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Because there's someone else to say hello to now, Tony.
Oh, really?
That's right. Thanks to some minor Northamptonshire interference, not only are we now broadcast in the Duke's Arms on a Monday night at either 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm afraid I can't remember, but now move yourself one establishment down, or one, sorry, town stroke village down, and I would like to introduce you, Tony, to the Lilacs in Isham.
Hello, the Lilacs.
There you go. You're almost as enthusiastic, Tony.
Yeah, almost.
And Daryl, I think, is the landlord in there. I'm not absolutely sure. If you are listening in the Lilacs right now, I can only apologise. It wasn't our idea that we would take over Northamptonshire one pub at a time, but that is what appears to be happening.
It's got to start somewhere.
We have now doubled the amount of pubs we go out live in the world.
Well, if it carries on that way, we'll be fine. We'll run over the country by 2020. It'll be awesome.
You think?
Well,
it's good news anyway. And hello, Duke's Arms, and hello, Lilacs.
Hello,
Let's
Lilacs.
Let's have a little battle here to see which one of you can send us the most Facebook comments in time for the show, which will be next week for some of you, or the week after for some of the others.
Yes,
because we're going to get in this Time Lord thing here. I've been to the Lilacs, by the way.
It's nice.
I had a very good time in the Lilacs in Isham. Very good pub.
Excellent.
I used to do very cheap Sunday lunches, and then I think now I'm not sure whether they still do, but they do now have regular live music, which makes them super brilliant. Well done, Lilacs, you're super brilliant.
Excellent, good.
And if this was the bit when we would conclude the Facebook thing, now we do the Facebook song, but we're not doing it. So instead, Tony, I'm going to do this. Duke's Arms, Lilacs, la 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 la. Duke's Arms, Lilacs, la 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 la. There we go. Right, I'm now going to play you something ridiculous, all right?
All right.
There was that thing. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the thing after we've heard this. This has come from Metal Postcard Records, which are a Hong Kong alternative label. And they sent us this saying that you're probably not going to play this, but we've done it anyway. They've done it themselves. I think Metal Postcard have put this together themselves in some way. They're calling themselves Wonderballs. And this gives you a clue about what we're talking about next. So, Tony, I'm just going to ask you, what's the Metal Postcard Bandcamp page?
Metalpostcard.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably the Internet 1, and this is the rather bizarre Cool Kids.
Noel or Liam's band is Oasis.
And anyone who's not thinking about Oasis, when they're in Oasis, shouldn't be in Oasis, you know what I mean? If anyone else is in the band and they're thinking about solo careers and fucking all that bullshit, they should go and have a fucking time out to think about what's going on. Because I give my all to this fucking band, and I always will, and everyone else does. And I wouldn't dream of being a fucking writing songs for my little solo fucking career. I travel the world for this fucking band, and I take a lot of shit for this band, and I give my all to this band, and I just can't understand how someone would be thinking of right going solo. But he says he's gonna play these gigs in Wembley, and we'll see how it goes there. And if, you know, if they're still solo, I don't know, you'd have to ask him. Yeah. At the moment, I'm here with the band, yeah, and we're gonna play the gig, and whatever Noel Gallagher's up to, I hope he's having a great time, and hope he's getting a nice suntan, I hope he's got his feet up. That's rock and roll, you know what I mean? If rock and roll's meant to be all fucking stand one line, then it becomes pop, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you become like a little bunch of fucking soft lads, you know what I mean? Shit happens in life, shit happens in rock and roll, happens in this band, and you deal with it. Mm-hmm. And that's how you become more rock and roll.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So that, if you were confused by what happened just then, that was a funny little tune stroke ditty with over the top of it a voiceover, which was extracts of an interview that Liam Gallagher did bemoaning the fact his brother had gone solo.
Oh, right.
And Metal Postcard had put that together because Liam Gallagher has gone solo and made a point of it at a gig last night, the One Love gig. This is last night from when the recording was, should say. The One Love gig, which was the Ariana Grande second attempt to get through a gig without anything catching fire. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say, if there was one they were going to blow up, they should have blown up the one last night. Fucking hell.
I didn't watch it, but I heard Coldplay was on it, and then I was glad I didn't watch it. So
Coldplay did well. The Wimpy lead singer did Don't Look Back in Anger acoustically, just with a guitar. There was him on acoustic and a bloke on electric guitar, and you know what, it was alright. But anyway, the track was called Cool Kids. The artist Wonderball, the track Cool Kids, and I was happy to play that not only because it had a Manchester reference, but after what happened in London last weekend, I'm actually dedicating the Cool Kids to the Londoners who, when running away from almost certain death, decided to do it with pints in their hand and didn't spill a drop.
Exactly, that's how we do things.
That is how you deal with terrorism.
Drunk.
That is how you deal with fundamentalist Islam, Tony. You keep drinking.
Yeah.
Terrific. Proving once again that London can deal with atrocities better than any other city on earth after all that experience it had in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, we've got it down.
They have. They've got it bang on, Tony. Mm. Bang on. Well, rarely do I say this, but well done, London. Yeah, there you go. Now then, what I was going to talk about in this week, Tony, was all the bit things I did last week.
Okay.
Because I had my Merlin meeting in London, where I was a creative consultant for a large theme park company, which basically it degenerated into a 12-hour drinkathon.
Right.
Which was terrific. Far and away the best meeting I've ever had. And then I went to Oslo, and I was going to tell you all about that, because I was walking around Oslo at midnight with a stand-up comic called President Obonjo, who dresses himself up as an African dictator. There aren't a lot of black people in Oslo, Tony. There certainly aren't that many dictators. The Norwegians went crazy for him, and we had to keep stopping to have our photos taken. It was brilliant. A bunch of Somali kids rode up on bikes asking him if he was the president of Uganda, and he very calmly said yes, and then they all wanted their photos taken with him. It was really funny. Brilliant. So, but anyway, I haven't got time for all that because of everything else that happened.
Right.
No. So what did you do last week?
We had alcohol practice and we wrote a song. So we won a song down.
Right, and how did it go?
It went like that. It was good. So we've gone through the set. I think we have agreed to split it into two sets. So we're going to have a main set and a little second set. booked a recording for the 23rd of July. So fingers crossed, just before the gig, which is the 5th of August, we'll have a recording which you can download and a gig you can go to.
In some form.
And then it's all gone. And then we just sack it all off.
We say that now, but when the arenas come calling, Tony, you'll get back together.
Well, I kind of agree with you. I said that before, like when we tried to do it a couple of years ago, and Mario said he'd do it, and then I said, oh, maybe we could do 2 or 3 gigs, and he said, no, I want to do one. Right. So he's pretty much put the kibosh on anything more than one gig, so yeah. So it'll be
something anyway.
Yeah.
Alright, well that's alright. Really. That's alright. And then there was all that nonsense, and then there's an election this week. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show, shall we?
Yeah.
So again, some of you might be listening after the horse has bolted, but we're going to talk about it before it's happened, and then you can take bets on whether we got it right or not. But right now, Tony, we did mention Dragster last week, didn't we?
We did. They played a gig, yeah.
But they played a gig that I couldn't get to at the Maze in Nottingham, and they are brilliant. And hello to Fee and Diesel in Dragster. And I thought it only right that we should. We're actually going to play From the Vaults in two parts this week, Tony. It's a double From the Vaults. So this one, because I'm not sure we played this before, but we have played tracks off the album. The last Dragster album's come out, it's called Dead Punk. They are Coventry punk and roll, absolutely brilliant live as well. Great band. And this is about as metal as they get, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. See what you think of this. I don't think we played it before. I love it. What's Dragster's website?
Dragster.com?
DragsterUK.com, Tony. Makes it poorly being set to Tony 3, and this is Fight Fire with Gasoline.
Drink!
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dragster and Fight Fire with Gasoline from the album Dead Punk. They've got another two albums out as well. All brilliant.
They do, yes.
All absolutely brilliant. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Yep, another week, more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is to watch them play, who they're playing with. It doesn't have to be in the UK. These things tend to be at the moment. So, but if you've got a non-UK one, we'd like to hear it from you. So Sussex Saint's been in touch this week.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
It's been a while. He normally keeps us up on gigs. So he's got one gig this week. It's the Bollock Brothers and the Durellas.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah,
quite a night right there.
Isn't it? Supported by Pig City Angels, and that's at the Prince Albert in Brighton. And it's this Saturday, the 10th of June, 8 p.m.
And hello to Timmy Durella, who regularly gets in touch with us whenever they have stuff coming up.
Exactly.
Alright, fella, how you doing?
Cried here's the new glam punk press darlings, but we've played them for quite a while, haven't we, Durellas?
Yeah, and they are exactly that.
Yes.
They are glam punk press darlings.
Yeah. £8 tickets, advance notice, tickets are selling fast, so if you are in the area, do go to that, get a ticket as soon as possible.
A snip at £8.
Yes.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. A blockbuster. But it's not the end of the gigs in this section, Tony.
Ooh.
I've got a friend called Amanda in Los Angeles, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right. And me and her were having a chat on Facebook Messenger the other day, because we can use Facebook, not unlike all you young people that don't seem to be able to do it, except to moan about stuff that you can't do anything about. And largely what I'm doing now, in fact. And she said, oh, by the way, Frankenstein are playing in Germany this week. Now, Frankenstein are a band that we interviewed when we were on Pantsfield 10 O'Cock all those years ago. And we befriended Dave Grave, the lead singer of Frankenstein, who is one of the most amazing men I've ever met in my life. And then when I went to Los Angeles in something like 2008, God, it's a long time ago, I met up with him again and found out that he was a huge fan of World War II.
All right.
And it did make sense, because I think he might have been in it.
Right.
He's like, because I asked her if this was his 80th birthday tour, and she laughed and said, you're evil, but haha, might be. And I understand why he went to Germany, which is a great place to find out about World War II. But the problem is, Tony, she told me about the gig that happened last Saturday. Yeah, I think it was last Saturday, and it was at a big goth festival in Leipzig.
Okay.
So unfortunately, we can't actually do the thing, which means why I said we can't play the tune of mine, because it doesn't count. But we could maybe play it once, couldn't we?
Of course we could.
Yeah, so this is what would have happened if I'd done it properly.
Boy Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, I love that. I'm so proud of me. So anyway, I thought a goth festival in Germany would be a fantastic place to resurrect Dave Grave, in fact, and thought that we'd honour the fact with a From the Vaults Part 2, and a track we have played several times on Punky Radio down the years by Frankenstein. But they have a Facebook page which is active, Tony. What's the Frankenstein's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Frankenstein Band?
Facebook.com/Frankenstein.band. Paulie Beans set 3, Tony 3. How about that? This is just brilliant. This is devil in a bottle.
Greetings, kids. Let's scalpate! I got
we're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Frankenstein, Devil in the Bottle, from, I believe, their only album to date, but I also believe they are in the process of new recording, so I'm very excited about that.
Brilliant. Cool.
I'm loving the Frankenstein.
Mm.
Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I'm going early. That's what I'm doing this week. Saturday morning. So it's work all week, and then Saturday morning off to Devon for a week.
Well, you have a lovely time.
Thank you very much.
Will you be having clotted cream?
Oh, I hope so.
Will Steph?
Probably not. I don't allow it. But, no, we will, I'm sure. Yeah, I think we're right next to Dartmoor, so I expect we're going to be lots of walking, but I quite like to pop to Torquay's not far. Yeah, and maybe even pop down to the... I'd like to go down to right to the end. It's not Land... Well, is it Land's End or John O'Groats? I can't remember.
Well, Land's End, that's the other end of Cornwall, Tony.
Right,
it's
okay.
It's not Devon. That's a long drive from Dartmoor.
Right, is it?
It's okay. Hours.
No, I'll stop that then.
So, what you could do, Tony, is you could go to a little place in the middle of Dartmoor called Drew Stainton.
Okay.
And Drew Stainton used to have two pubs, one of which was the touristy pub and one of which was the locals pub. And the locals pub had an honesty bar and was run by a lady who was, I think, in her 90s. And all the locals went there and all the tourists went to the other place. And then the locals bar, and I did a gig there in the Skittle Alley round the back, and there was a dog in the crowd.
Right.
And just the whole village showed up. Had a great time with my mate Bentley. And then, she finally gave the pub up. And as soon as it came under new management and they started having a till, everyone stopped going and went across the road. It's really harsh. But I don't know what's happening in Drew Stainton now. It's a fantastic little place in the middle of Dartmoor and worth a pilgrimage, Tony.
Okay. We'll have a good explore.
Yeah, you know, well, have a great time. Anyway, so all I've got down here is work, Hitchin.
Right.
The work bit doesn't matter. I've got loads to do this week, but every day, in fact, until... I get to Hitchin on Friday when it will be the last minute comedy club of the season before we take a 2 month break, and it's at Woodside Hall and it features Adam Bloom, who is brilliant, and Nick Page, who is also brilliant, and me, and I have my moments.
Nice. Okay.
And there will be at least one election joke.
Yes.
Yeah. You can find out more about it by lastminutecomedy.com. It's £10 on the door and the show starts at 8:30. Fair enough, isn't it?
That's cool.
Should we play two songs in a row?
Why not?
Let's do it. Listen out for Bono. Right, I'll explain. Not the one you're thinking. I know we've already had Liam Gallagher rattling on, but it's not the Bono. It's Bono, a band called Bono. Talk about them in a minute. First up, band King Salami and the Cumberland Three, Tony, who we've played so many times on this show, it's ridiculous, but we keep finding new tracks to play. They've got an album out right now, which I think is called Going Back to Worstville, and it's brilliant, of course. We've played four or five of it already. This is another track from it. Tony, what is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Bandcamp page?
kingsalami.bandcamp.com?
It is.
Is it?
It's Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 3, and this is Nosebleed Boogie.
If you met with me, I teach you how to do. Ow! tooth. If you mess with me, you can bet you'll do.
The nosebleed bully. The nosebleed bully. The nosebleed bully. The nosebleed bully. The nosebleed bully.
That's the dance for you.
The nosebleed bully.
You can bet you do.
The nosebleed bully.
Cause I can see you through.
The nosebleed bully.
Aunt Betsy's Box.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bono, but not the artist, the band Bono. Mm-hmm. They're a Norwich hardcore band spelt Bono in capital letters with an exclamation mark. Bono! Yeah. Right, and that track was called No Escape. Right, Tony, what is Bono's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bono Band.
Facebook.com/Bono Hardcore. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 4. It's a thriller, Tony.
It is.
It's a thriller. Piece of advice. If you're thinking of starting a band, don't call it Bono if you want anyone to be able to find it easily. Because if you type in Bono, guess what you get?
Bono?
Bono.
Yeah.
And if you type in Bono Hardcore, guess what you get?
Bono porn?
Stuff you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Right. I typed in Bono Punk, Bono all sorts, and then eventually I found that Facebook.com/ Bono Hardcore, in itself, a risk.
Mm.
And I can't remember who they came from. I think we got them via Wall of Sound PR. But anyway, good stuff, Tone.
Excellent.
And friends with TNS, clearly. I think they might have played Manchester Punk Festival. They are, I was about to say they're from Liverpool then, which is complete rubbish. They're from Norwich. I'll shut up. It might be the next axis from Liverpool. I'm getting confused. So while my confusion reigns, Tony, mm-hmm. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Thank heavens for that.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me to nominate, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Do email me. You missed the election now. It is this Thursday, so you can go after the election if you like. It doesn't even have to be a political one. Just get me an email. Nez Corey's been in touch again.
Hello, Nez.
Always be trusted for a twat, is our Nez. He says, okay, I cannot resist any longer. Donald Trump, you are the biggest twat of them all. You were meant to be the leader of the free world, the commander-in-chief of the biggest army in the world, and yet the best you can say about terrorists is loser. Loser is a comic term, one reserved for Tony. Thanks very much. Perhaps as Paul celebrates winning the website game, I know. Or for my mate when I flash him on the PlayStation. It is not an appropriate phrase for a terrorist who has just killed children. For fuck's sake, America, wake the fuck up and impeach him. Not only is he an embarrassment, a fool, and intellectual inferior to the average wombat, he is a twat. And if you decide to pull out the Paris Accord on climate change, then you will need a new game, because twat will not cover it. I'm sure you agree, Nez. He has pulled out of that as well. So there you go.
Yeah, but what are we going to do if we find out he likes punk rock?
You see, stuck, wouldn't we? So on one hand, politics, on the other hand, our willingness to tread the world of punky. Then it'll be close.
Tony.
What's that?
He's getting twatted. I'm just giving a what if.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Of course he is. Of course. He's going to get a tiny-handed twatting.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't argue with that. This email is only 4 days old, and there's already more reasons to twat him than is listed in this email.
He every time he wakes up in the morning, he pretty much twats himself, doesn't
pretty
he?
Pretty much, all before he goes to bed at night, apparently, as well.
So as well as his daily self-twatting, he's getting one from us, yeah?
He is, yeah.
Go for it.
So for the... for lots of things, really, but for this particular one, maybe the Paris Accord. So, for dropping out Paris Accord and generally just being himself, Donald Trump, currently from Washington,
is a twat. Yes, you are, Donald.
Really is.
Tweet that.
Tweet that.
Tweet that. That would be like a really weird Take That covers band. One last track this week, Tone.
All right.
Artist called Villy Reyes. Villy Reyes was the man behind absolutely wonderful, brilliant, classic Scouse band, which is where I was getting confused, Liverpool band called Dead Class. And he records stuff on his own as well. I'm about to play a track by him, which is out right now. Tony, it's for all at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is Villy Reyes's Facebook page? I'll give you the spelling. VillyRaze. What is Villy Reyes' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/VillyRaze.
Facebook.com/VillyRaze music. Paulie means that 5, Tony 4. Come on, get in there. He wasn't born a scumbag.
Growing up in poverty, you had no say in that choice. A way of life you emulate, you never really found your voice. Taking in your surroundings, built an attraction to crime. Do you know you really need to don that if you want to survive? He wasn't born a scumbag, and no hate in his heart. He wasn't born a scumbag, no, he never stood a chance. No support or encouragement, don't come from a happy home. Anger and despair will thrive when your basic needs are disowned. No good role models are present in your life. Aggression imitated, it's not black or white. He wasn't born a scumbag, and no hate in his heart. He wasn't born a scumbag, no, he never stood a chance. All the negative factors that will shape your mind, it can be changed with compassion, it might take some time. He wasn't born a scumbag, no hate in his heart. He wasn't born a scumbag, no, he never stood a chance. He was a born a scumbag, no hate in his heart. He was a born a scumbag, no, he never stood a chance. He never stood a chance. He never stood a chance.
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves, and thanks again to both the Duke's Arms and to the Lilacs for now playing us out. There's also a couple of internet stations that carry the show, Tony. Could you maybe give them a mention?
Yeah, we're on Padunk, which is Padunk Radio. That's PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra. That's ANDRA.SE.
two fabulous online stations that we're very proud that they have us each week. One last thing, Tony. Me and my family, as in my mum, my dad, my brother, his kids and me, have all got premium bonds, right? Mm. And this week, every single person in the family won £25 on the premium bonds.
Oh, nice.
Except the youngest, Matthew.
Oh.
Matthew didn't get any. I think Matthew's 12 now. Matthew didn't get any money this week. So, do you know how we sorted that out?
Don't know. How'd you do it?
We took the piss. It was brilliant. It's a harsh family. I might see one or two of you in Hitchin on Friday. Hopefully, we'll see some of you around and about the place. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
But you can't.